Drunken love couple poses for a fun selfie while sipping on coconut water in Lokhandwala. Stars of Bandra, the six-armed starfish. When Lalbagh-based naturalist Sachin Rane went on a shore walk along Carter Road in Bandra earlier this week, he discovered an uncommon six-armed starfish, which is scientifically known as Aqualonastra anomala. While the species is common, the six-armed variant was a pleasant surprise for Rane. "I spotted the starfish along the shore. It is typically found near the city's coastline, across its rocky shores. This week is the perfect time to spot some uncommon species because of low tides, which reveal tide pools closer to the sea," Rane told this diarist. Sachin Rane, you can find five armed variants of starfish at Juhu Koliwada and Haji Ali. These small fascinating creatures are slow movers and attach themselves to rocks. They are about twice the size of a 10-rupee coin and usually come to feed on the dead remnants of marine life like coral polyps, snails, and sponges once the sun sets. These sea stars use their water vascular system to grasp their prey and break open their shells, shared Rane, who planned four shore walks for 4 days throughout this week to spot more such interesting marine creatures. Read for Change PICS courtesy Wikimedia Commons, inspired by the Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Reading Circle in Bengaluru. Followers of the Anti-Caste Pioneer will inaugurate a Mumbai chapter this Sunday at Dada's Chatyabhumi. We will read from Gail Om Wet Seeking Begumpur. "Everyone across ages, castes and religions is invited," shared Dr. Abhijit Khandkar, who co-founded the club alongside Abhijit Wadre, Shripad Sinakar and Dr. Revat Kaninde. "To register, log on to at arc.mumbai on Instagram. So long, Liam, Liam Payne." Pic courtesy Instagram. The sudden demise of former band member of One Direction, Liam Payne, has left his fans in shock across the world. "I have been following the band since its inception in 2011. Liam's demise feels like a personal loss. Fellow Directioners, as the fan community call themselves, are planning to meet at Marine Drive and listen to Payne's songs to celebrate his life later this week," Meera Road-based Rochak Saxena, inset, member of the city's One Direction fan club, told this diarist. "One of the things I loved most about Liam was his ability to be both playful and responsible," Ashmeet Singh Saluja, founder of the club, told this diarist. Mind, Matter and Mudras. Mumbai-based senior neuroscientist Shubha Tole, below, is racking her brain over a new challenge this month. The St. Xavier's College alumna has been elected as the first president-elect of the International Brain Research Organization, IBRO, from a non-Europe or North American country. "And I have about a month's time to plan and present my strategies to the organization," she shared. Giving us a peek into the works, she added, "My learnings from interacting with the local communities, finding creative solutions and the shared efforts to overcome hurdles will help me contribute to the role." The Tata Institute of Fundamental Research professor's notable works include studying the mechanism that controls how the two halves of the brain are connected and how embryos produce neurons. When the neuroscientist is not engrossed in the mysteries of the mind, you'll find her in another creative pursuit. Toll has been learning Kathak under the tutelage of Sanjukta Wag in Mumbai for the past 16 years. "One is lucky to discover a passion to pursue in life. I am fortunate enough to have found two in M-. Neuroscience and Kathak live happily in my brain circuits," she shared with this diarist. "The humane thing to do," White Army volunteers with Pundalik Lokar, in red, at the 2023 Wall of Humanity, at a time where the world is busy building walls that divide, Lower Parel-based social activist Pundalik Lokar's Wall of Humanity is giving us hope. Made up of donations in the form of clothes, used notebooks, electronics, school supplies and more, the metaphorical wall will stand tall near the Peninsula Business Park in the neighborhood till October 23rd. "There is a power dynamic that is established when a beneficiary reaches out with empty hands to receive a donation. We wanted to scrap this practice and make the experience feel like visiting an exhibition where they take their own pics from the donated items," Pundalik explained. The week-long initiative is accepting donations at two pickup points stationed at Borivali and Thane, with assistance from White Tigers, a special force of volunteers from Kolhapur. "This year, we are urging people to donate old bicycles. They can be refurbished or simply handed down to daily wage workers and lesser privileged students, he added. Those keen to donate can contact 865590-8526.